يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some people approach me and ask me, in my acts of worship and prayers, I can't feel a spiritual connection or a spiritual humility. What can I do? To answer, we refer to a narration reported from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, when a man once came to him complaining of hard-heartedness. The Prophet asked him, would you like your heart to become soft and for your wishes to be fulfilled? Then be compassionate towards orphans, wipe their heads as a sign of affection, and feed them from your own food. If you do so, your heart will become soft and your wishes will be fulfilled. Having mercy on an orphan includes feeding them, although the meaning implied in this narration is for one to strive to honor them with all their needs. So, one should try to provide them with clothing, shelter, and education. But, most importantly, it is necessary for us to be compassionate and loving towards them, just as their parents would have. As a result, we would be compensating for that affection and love that they have lost. In his will, Luqman al-Hakim told his son, my son, be for an orphan like an affectionate father, and know that whatever you sow, you shall reap. It is narrated that in one of the nights, Imam Ali alayhi salam had brought food for a family that had lost its provider, and there were orphans in the house. Amongst these orphans, there was a child who was upset and not calming down. Imam alayhi salam asked him why. The orphan responded, the other children are taunting me that you don't have a father. Imam Ali alayhi salam told him, tell them Ali is my father. Although the child still did not calm down. This time he said that the children of our neighbors have a wooden horse and I don't. Imam alayhi salam went and brought him one so that he could play with it and be happy. However, the child still did not calm down, giving one excuse after the other. This time he tells the Imam, I want a real horse to ride and take me around. At that, Imam Ali alayhi salam bent down to let the child climb on his back. He told the child, here you go, now I have become your horse. The Imam remained in this state with the child riding on his back, playing with the child and taking him around until he became tired and fell asleep on the back of the Imam. Imam alayhi salam then put him to bed and left the house. It is for this reason that Al-Asbagh ibn Nubata narrates that when the orphans of Kufa heard that Imam Ali alayhi salam had been wounded and that the doctor had advised for him to drink milk, Al-Asbagh says, I saw the orphans having lined up outside the home of Imam Ali alayhi salam saying, this milk is for our father Ali. When Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam stepped out to see them, he saw one of the orphans with milk in his hands crying and saying, you sent this milk for us, but please take it and give us our father Ali back. In this blessed month of Ramadan, we need to ask ourselves, have we inquired about the orphans in our locality and communities and their needs? Do we just suffice by donating for them, or do we try to interact with them and show them affection? I extend my condolences to you all on this occasion of the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, the father of all orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and success to walk in the steps of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, father to us all. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.